I've got Jason Adink with me, who is one of the presenters at the upcoming PDX. So Jason, can you tell us just a little bit about yourself? How long have you been an engineer? What do you consider some of your specialties, et cetera? Anything else you think would be interesting for attendees to hear about?
I graduated 25 years ago with a degree in mechanical engineering. Been doing that ever since. I don't know that I have a specialty other than being a jack of all trades. The first 22 years were at a small company that did contract engineering for product design, testing, all kinds of stuff. I always joked that the first step of every project was to Google what the heck this thing is and how the heck does it work, because every single project was different. We did everything from exercise equipment to fuel cell blowers for the automotive industry. So everything was always a new project and a new learning experience. And then I came to Pipeline and I'm kind of doing the same thing.
Can you think of the either most interesting or most challenging project that you have worked on?
I can think of challenging projects, but for all different reasons. Technical versus customer challenges are completely different.
Focus on a technically challenging.
I would say the most technically challenging one was a medical device, implant device, and it had an ultrasound-based measurement system that ultimately got converted to resistive sensors, micro components packaged inside of a sterile housing that had to be implanted into a human. The technical challenges were difficult just because you were packaging everything inside of a tiny plastic shell that had to remain sterile on the outside. So all new concepts for projects that I worked on in terms of keeping the stuff sterile. And then the technical challenges were difficult too, just getting a sensor that small to work in an enclosed environment that has to wirelessly transmit, and then starting to produce that in small quantities for human use.
Terrific. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the PDX event. You're going to be a presenter and we'll introduce your topic here shortly. But before we get to the specific topic, besides the fact that I asked you and you were very kind and generous about agreeing to do so, can you tell us a little bit more about why you agreed to be a presenter at PDX?
My answer was going to be because my boss told me to. he invited me to participate in a new and exciting opportunity. Public speaking isn't my thing, but apparently I have some Excel knowledge that I can share with others and hopefully streamline their communications with both their customers and their team members, make their life a little bit easier, and some tricks to make Excel do the things you need it to do as an engineer.
That's a great segue into the next question, which is the topic that you'll be addressing, which is about Excel. Now, everyone uses Excel, and I'm sure everyone listening to this has some degree of competence with Excel. Can you talk a little bit about the specific approach that you're going to take to sharing tricks that you've learned over the years about Excel and how they are applied in an engineering environment?
Yeah, I half joke that I don't really understand anything until I've broken the problem down and plotted it in Excel. I have Excel spreadsheets for everything. The number of chickens that I have in my backyard to my kids' ages and weights to see how are they keeping up or exceeding my height. But like you said, Excel is, it's the universal technical language. Everybody has it. Everybody knows how to use it. But really, it's about communication. It is about communicating the results of your test or your analysis or your data to your coworkers and your managers and ultimately your customers. Complicated engineering analysis is great, but if you can't communicate that clearly and quickly to the people who matter, then all the analysis in the world isn't really going to help you. So that's my goal, is to give tips and tricks for how to clearly communicate what you've done in Excel to the decision makers.
You have a very unique approach to some of the ways that you use Excel. It's something that I have not seen with other engineers, where you use kind of an illustrative method where there are screenshots of CAD or visual indications that are not just plots and graphs, but there's something very intuitive about the illustrations and the graphics that you've used in Excel. Can you talk a little bit about that and how using that strategy can lead to measurable improvements in project outcomes?
So I generally start thinking of a problem graphically in the first place and then build Excel to support that. I've used the trick of overlaying Excel plots over top of CAD data or CAD images or plots that you find on the web for data that's not easily digitizable. It works really well. And then I will always add some kind of criteria on the plot. Don't just show your data, show what you're aiming for. So put some kind of criteria, your target, spec, whatever that might be. And then the other trick I often use is to have multiple options and make it easily selectable between the two. So you can make basically a little flip book of here's option one, here's option two, here's option three. And if you do it well, it immediately stands out where the ones that meet your target are.
Ultimately, the attendees that come to this event are going to do so because they have managers who believe that there is a return on investment sending them here. If you put yourself in a manager's shoes, what is it that you'll be able to share with Excel that is going to pay off in terms of the investment managers make sending their engineers to this event?
Like I said before, hopefully it's how to communicate well with Excel. I have gotten analyses. Hope you can edit that out. Whatever the plural of analysis is. Gotten analyses back from other engineers that were 50 pages of PowerPoint, detailed tables of all the data and the assumptions and everything else that they had in their analysis that ultimately I had to dig through to find the answer to the question I was asking, which was, you know, how thick does this thing need to be to survive the loads? Or how many fins do I need on a heat sink to reject the heat I need? So my goal would be help engineers learn not just how to make an Excel spreadsheet and crunch the data. I think we all generally know how to do that, but how to boil it down to here's the one thing I need to communicate to whoever the customer or the receiving party is.
Perfect. All right. There are a lot of events out there that engineers can attend. There are things like MD&M, there's Automate and Rapid, and a myriad of conferences out there that one could attend as an engineer. How do you think that PDX and specifically your session, your talk, will be different from other industry events out there in terms of like practical learning and enhancing capabilities?
I'm hoping practical is the key word. I'm not the fastest person at Excel. I've heard there's competitions for Excel speed. I don't know if that's my thing. It's less about how fast you can do Excel and more about what you do with it, being able to break the problem down, understand what the inputs are, make a tool in Excel that other people can use. You could hand off to another engineer, and if you've done it right, they can, within a few minutes, figure out what you did, how to tweak it, how to edit it, how to use it for their purposes, and then how to clearly communicate what those results are and the options and trade-offs that you have in your design in order to make a decision about how to move forward.
Very recently, you put together a tool in Excel that I thought was especially useful and innovative. I had never seen it done before. And you were able to generate a glue path, so laying down, dispensing glue onto some plastic handle halves that ultimately got assembled together and glued together you were able to generate a tool path for dispensing glue in Excel that then gets transferred to a robot, a Scara robot. Can you talk a little bit about that and just kind of the general approach, what you did and why it's maybe easier than, I don't know, programming some G code or something like that?
Sure. The program, so we needed an output path for an XYZ gantry, effectively, to lay down a glue path. The goal was to make that so that it was easily editable by someone who doesn't know G code, someone who doesn't want to learn how to program a PLC and edit that software. It needed to be software that anybody could pick up, so therefore Excel. Everybody knows how to use that. And then make it easy to generate and visualize the path. So I used the trick of putting an image of the CAD behind the plot, and that way you can see right on the device that you're applying glue to what the path is. And then really, mostly because of laziness, made another sheet that let me easily pick new points. So rather than having to type in points, I just have a slider that lets me visually position where the next point is, a real simple macro button to click to add that point to the list, and you can build your whole path within a couple of minutes that way, and then copy it over to the main path building page. And then another macro to click that spits it all out into a CSV file in a format suitable for our PLC to read into the overall system.
Awesome. I'm Aaron Moncur, founder of Pipeline Design and Engineering. If you liked what you heard today, please share the episode. To learn how your team can leverage our team's expertise developing turnkey equipment, custom fixtures, and automated machines, and with product design, visit us at teampipeline.us. Thanks for listening.